Spurs finally move into their sexy new stadium. Ole finally gets the permanent job at Old Trafford. Huddersfield and Fulham are finally relegated. And Gerard Deulofeu finally shows us why he was once at Barcelona. This is In Her Plane Repair.
It was just before Ronaldo scored his hat-trick against Atletico Madrid.
Jesus, it's been there for like a month.
Yeah, it's been a long time. So like that intro, like there was a lot you could have said in that intro.
Well, you are listening to In Her Plane Repair, the most uncensored, unedited and unprofessional football podcast available anywhere in the month of April it is now. We haven't done a pod for a month. So
The last intro was the month of...
Maybe we just do them once a month now.
Lots to talk about. I mean, there's lots to talk about in like the last day, let alone the last month. But here to talk about it, the only one of us who's coached a team and knows about psychology in sport, Jasper Khawaja. Welcome back.
It's a pleasure to be back.
You've just been in the seaside area?
Yeah, Cornwall for a few days, you know, refreshing the mind.
And the body, I hope.
And the body.
And the only one of us who's got the statistical knowledge is also here, Otto_Wolf.
More about the emotional, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. Do you need to refresh your body and mind?
Yeah, I would actually quite like to have a run.
Okay.
A refreshed body.
Also with us is Luke Stamper, the only one of us who's played the game at the highest level. Luke, how is your body?
It's alright, I think. I'll get a body mind refresh next week in Wales. So that'll be fine.
We all wish you well in Wales.
thanks very much.
And the only one of us who... I don't say that about you.
Because everyone's done what I've done.
Yeah. And
I'm not doing the rap. Nations League, but it's not his job.
It's our fan on the road at the J Doggy Dog. Welcome to In Her Plane Repair.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. Should we just crack on straight away to what happened last night, which was...
No, let's not mess about it. Let's get on with it.
Let's chill. Come on, we all need to refresh.
So, Jasper, Spurs won, Manchester City nil. People were saying Pep picked the wrong team.
I don't know about... Yeah, maybe about the team. No Kevin, which is always disappointing. It was more the intensity, I thought. They were really just slow passing. I think... I don't... disagree with Pep often. I'm a big fan. But in Champions League knockout games, he has a bit of a history now of, in first legs, kind of...
Well, I was actually just going to say a stat.
Okay.
Pep hasn't won a big European away game, that being a quarterfinal or a semi-final, since 2011. So
yeah, I think in a weird way he's too negative. Not like, obviously, they still look for possession, but they don't really... They're quite cautious.
Yeah.
And it means they end up... They're just indecisive and let games slip away from them. They're not as... Like, if they play Spurs in the league, they usually just go out and boss them, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And there was none of that. Obviously, Aguero should have put his pen in.
I mean, before we move on to the pen, Luke, do you have anything to say? If you were Pep Guardiola, would you have played Kevin or Leroy or any of the other boys?
Yes, yeah. Ah. I would have played them all of those type of people. Good player. Get assists and score goals. Which is what...
It's like, does anyone know, is Gundogan an attacker, a defender? I mean, I know he's a midfielder, but...
I think he's more on the attacking side of Guardiola doesn't really play that many defensive midfielders. He just has Fernandinho and then he likes to have everyone else quite attacking and high intensity. But yeah, he wasn't that good, was he?
No. Well, they'll probably just win at the Etihad, won't they?
Well, like? Spurs get a goal, they'll have to win 3-1.
Which
is tricky. It's tricky, whatever, isn't it?
Because last time they had to score loads at the Etihad against Liverpool, he went for, like, what was the formation? It was, like, you know, 9 attackers.
Crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They nearly had a chance as well.
So it's going to be tasty.
Yeah.
All right, Johnny, Rio Ferdinand said, anyone who understands football can see that is not a penalty.
With the handball?
Yeah, you understand football very well.
Oh, yeah, one of the best.
Would you say that was a penalty?
I think the thing is, I feel like it's the kind of thing where in the laws, it's all about the natural position, isn't it?
Unnatural position.
Or unnatural position, yeah. But like, if you're playing, yeah, it seems really harsh, but I feel like Letter of the Law is...
Well, so I feel like last time when we did the pod, we actually, it had just been the PSG Man United game.
Yeah. Yeah,
and there'd been the handball in that one. Yeah. And we talked about how when it's slow motion, it always looks so much worse. And it's like, yeah, the Danny Rose, it was Danny Rose, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, in real time, I don't think anyone even...
That was the same for the Man United one.
Yeah,
as well.
The corner.
But because you know we were arguing last night how it's meant to be a clear and obvious error. Well, that's not the case
for VAR today.
So for VAR, it has to be a clear and obvious error or a serious missed incident.
Okay.
Oh,
which is essentially the same thing.
That seems like they say, like, if you missed a serious
incident.
Because a clear and obvious error is like if it had hit his head and then the referee had given a handball. That's a clear and obvious error.
How is it not an error to just miss a serious
incident?
No one even saw that it hit his hand. That's why there's no
error. That's an error.
He was obscure.
Like if somebody hacks someone down and the ref doesn't see it, they might have made the error because they missed it.
Like, you know that Aspilicueta goal against Cardiff when he was offside? But as Jamie Carragher showed us, he was obscured by the corner.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't a clear and obvious error. That was, he couldn't see it because the play was obscuring it.
Right. And therefore, he made the error because he couldn't see it.
Yeah, but...
I think there's some redundant...
I'll tell you the only thing I will say about the Danny Rose one, why I'd have that as more of a penalty than the PSG one, is because it was a shot on target.
Well, yeah.
That's nowhere in the rules. I don't think. But I think it should be. Because
so this is what Robert Rossetti, head of the...
You've done your research.
I actually have done some. This is what... He's head of the UEFA referees, and he said, the big challenge is the position of the arm. That's what we talked about last week. When the arm is totally out of the body, above the shoulder, it should be penalised.
Out of the body, but like... That's just your arm.
If the defender is making the body bigger in order to block the ball, it is not fair. So basically, if he's looking to block a cross or a shot on goal and the player is trying to spread his body, then it is a handball.
Because that was the Liverpool game as well. Then they were checking where it hit Alexander-Arnold.
Yeah.
He was basically off the pitch.
So
it's just like...
And UEFA said before the Champions League they were going to clamp down on handballs in the box. And so I guess they're clamping. Some player said there's going to be like 40 more penalties a season, I think, in the Premier League.
Yeah, what did, because I just saw Vertonghen talking about how VAR completely changes defending.
I think
and that is true, because at World Cup, nobody knew how to do VAR, and England got like 18 penalties, because everyone like was just still playing like they were normally playing. And it is just going to change. Like, maybe it will change it in a good way, but also...
Do we want to just go around and do everyone's one-word opinion on VAR?
Interesting.
Yeah, it's alright.
It's actually two words, just three
right.
words, maybe.
Right.
Controversial.
Dog shite.
I'm going to leave it at dog shite. That's, thank you for that.
The fan telling you how it really is.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, I was going to say, Lloris, has he been vindicated?
Yeah.
He's had a bit of a weird season, hasn't he? Spurs moved into their new stadium. Is that a factor as a fan?
As a fan?
Well, I mean, as a fan,
player,
do you think it's a factor?
As a fan, I would say it's definitely a factor.
You've got to go to a different place, as a fan.
I feel like it makes sense. Like, mentality is a big thing. And, like, you got this new place, you've got they're doing well in there.
Because De Bruyne did the whole thing of, like, you know, we're not going to be fazed by it. Well, we don't even care how many players there are. He said it last year as well.
But also, they've done it, they've, like, built it so that it really, like, amplifies the sound as well.
Mm.
And, like, this. So I think... Yeah, the atmosphere will be amazing there, which has got to make a difference.
So, Jasper, do we have to like just applaud Spurs? I mean, were they really good?
No, they weren't really good. It was like quite a tentative match where they were actually Man City's best spell was right before Spurs scored, as it so often is.
Yeah.
The beauty of football, and then Spurs after they scored, which sort of grew in confidence and. Sensed an opportunity. So they were pretty good the last 20 minutes. 10, 20. Other than that, it was just like... Yeah, not a great game all round, really.
Luke, Harry Captain, England Kane.
Yeah.
He was injured. People are saying he could be out for a long time.
Will he be back for the Nations League?
Possibly not.
That is the question on everyone's
list. Biggest international competition.
Well, what's his name? Pochettino has said he might be out for the rest of the season.
Well, is that good for Spurs? They were quite good.
He sort of looked better when he went off.
Yeah, he did.
And Lucas Moura really quite threatening.
And since he came back in the league, they've done way worse.
Also, in fairness, I think, to be fair, before he came back, they were playing badly, but were like just about winning. And then he came back and like he was scoring, but they were still playing badly.
Do you say that the table never lies, or do you say that...
No, I think we had a long discussion about this earlier. The table can, on occasion, twist the truth. But actually, it's getting towards the point in the season where, come final day, no lies in that table.
We should call him Harry Kane MBE, shouldn't we, as well?
We really should.
So England captain Harry Kane MBE.
Oh, does MBE come at the beginning or the end? So it's Harry, Captain Harry Kane MBE.
Captain Harry England Kane.
I don't think all that matters,
Mouth, do we get Mouth Breather in there somewhere? Captain Harry Mouth Breather Kane.
Harry Mouth Breathing Kane.
Yeah.
Official Harry's races affiliated.
Mouth Breather Extraordinaire MBE.
So, do we... is Man City still favourites to go through?
Yeah, probably.
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
they're just definitely not favourites.
I said probably not. Yeah, are they? Because they got to win.
Okay.
It's not easy to win.
So the other game that happened last night was Liverpool against Porto. Liverpool 2, Porto 0. Anyone see that one coming?
Yeah.
Jurgen Klopp said he has played Henderson in the wrong position for 2 years and he's sorry.
Wait, based on that game?
What position did he play?
Essentially... he's saying Henderson, you know, he's been playing him in that number six role.
Yeah.
He's saying that's actually, he's better when he plays more attacking. Yeah. And everyone said he was man of the match last night.
So who was number six?
Fabinho.
Yeah.
That
mean, because, yeah, it did work pretty well, didn't it?
Might be a little bit...
hyperbolic.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's no stranger to the...
hyperbolic.
And also, even if he does, if Henderson is... I don't know what's going on.
You can just keep
finishing. Anyway, yeah. Even if he is better further up, I feel like they might have players who are better further up than him, so it might not be a good thing to him.
Even if he is better.
Is that true?
Well, maybe.
What player are better?
Yeah.
The Cube.
Yeah.
The Cube got humiliated basically last night. Well,
he got brought on like the 90s.
He didn't even get to come on. He got stripped down. And that's like.
Oh, that is probably most humiliating. Because then he had to go around and like high five everyone in full script in full.
We've gone out of practice. Yeah.
All right. Basically, since we're talking about the two title race contenders, it's time to play a game, and the game is called In Their Play Prepare Premier League Title Race Points Run-In Calculator. So,
I think I know what this is.
Yeah, it's from Monday Night Football. You've already seen it on YouTube. But the point is, we're going to do it and it's going to be better than that.
So what
I'm going to do is I'm going to go round and I'm going to give you a fixture and you're just going to have to tell me whether Liverpool or Man City are going to win or draw.
And then at the end, we don't know who's going to win the league.
And I'm going to tell you how many points they're going to have.
That's crazy.
And you just keep it brief and keep, you know, don't be too banterous.
So like this
Johnny.
Is like graphic simulation.
Is this consensus? Are we all coming to agree?
Individual opinions. Well, let's keep it natural. Let's see what happens.
You know, because you know how, what's his name? The guy who does the predictions every week on BBC.
Oh, yeah.
Loro.
Yeah. Mark Lawrence.
You know how he's never predicted Liverpool lose?
Yeah, pretty much. Always had 100 points a season.
But that is actually the best way to do it.
Yeah, because, like, every individual game, that's why I feel like we're going to go around every... like,
it's just going to be every single match
thing
and
say.
They're going
to
win.
Well, let's just see how it goes.
We'll do
Liverpool first and then Man City. So Liverpool are 82 points, but we don't have to think about that for right now. So Chelsea at home, that's their next game.
I guess they'll win like 2-0.
He's going for a win. Alright, okay.
Do you want scores or just wins, defeats?
Are you going to work out goal difference as well?
No, we're just going to assume that Man City are going to have superior difference. Alright, Cardiff away.
This is who?
Liverpool.
Liverpool, they'll probably win that, won't they?
Huddersfield at home.
Definite win.
Newcastle away.
Win, surely.
Oh, okay.
They've got their age of Benitez.
I thought a draw against Chelsea earlier if we could go back.
We could revise that if you want to.
Why did you buy that Chelsea aren't playing that well?
Alright, well, you. Okay,
Hazard scored that wonder goal.
Yeah, Hazard, but did you actually watch the game? Chelsea were pretty shit.
He's bailed them out a couple of times.
It was Hazard. If it wasn't for Hazard, they would have lost it.
And the final game, Wolves at home on the last day of the season.
They win that as well.
No, they won't.
Oh, that's a big call.
Wolves, best away record outside the top
six. Last game of the season, Wolves have
and they've got the best record against the top six out of any team.
Oh, no, they might be playing for Europa League or something.
They might
be. They won't be, they're playing for second place.
No, but City,
but weird stuff
FA
can
Cup.
Happen.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's
City
true.
In the FA Cup.
Yeah.
Well.
Also, they will be playing just to kind of fuck shit up.
Yeah, that's what they do.
As you say in pool league, like, fuck games.
They might be playing fuck
exactly.
games at that point.
So, are we going to say that's going to be a draw?
Draw?
Well, isn't it Arsenal's turn?
Well, I also think that Chelsea could be a draw, but...
let's get, say, one draw out of the two.
Oh, there's got to be interesting ones in
Right, so now we're going to go Man City. We're going to go the other way for Man City.
Right.
Really interesting.
Crystal Palace away. Man City's booby team. I'm not trying to sway this any particular direction.
Win.
Tottenham at home.
This is off the back of being knocked out. In the Champions League, I think they'll beat them in the league.
Brutal.
Left, right, and center.
Luke, Manchester United away.
A crushing defeat. This may even be enough to bring goal difference back into the equation.
Burnley at home.
Oh, surprise draw.
I said keep the banter to the minimal.
Burnley are fighting for relegation.
All right.
They're in there, they're in the dogfight.
Leicester at home. Brendan Rodgers, former Liverpool manager.
Lost.
Liverpool are very good.
Well, I'm just saying, at this point...
Well, that's exactly. We've already had a loss and a draw, so...
So you think they've thrown the league away?
Yeah.
That's
dying.
It, exactly, yeah.
Guardiola's like pulling out all the balls after his head.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so...
Bald.
Okay. And then the final game of the season, the league has already been wrapped up by Liverpool.
Comfortably.
Yeah. So Brighton away.
I reckon they'll get a draw and scrape into the top four.
So, at the end of that round, the scores are... Liverpool have 95 points after winning all of their remaining games. Oh no, they drew one of them, but they still have 95 points somehow. And Man City have 88 points. So,
we just had this City also got knocked out of the Champions League.
They drew something. What happens in the FA Cup?
They're going to win the FA Cup.
Well, I guess Wolves, Del Mateo.
No, but that gives Wolves.
That's why Wolves are going to get a draw against Liverpool, because they're playing for...
Because they use all their energy against Watford in the FA Cup final.
Because Wolves are playing for something. Europa League.
Oh, right, of course.
Alright, well, it's time to play another game.
End of the season.
While we're talking about Wolves, it's called the Inter Premier League 7th place running points calculator.
Wow.
That's going to be a long...
That's a joke. But I have made a note here that we should talk about Everton and Leicester because they both won.
Yeah.
So, Luke?
Yeah.
Are we finally seeing the real Everton?
Who did they beat?
Arsenal.
Oh yeah, they did.
Arsenal are really shit sometimes.
I don't really know what's up with Arsenal.
They played a really weird team, didn't they?
Arsenal shit away from home, I think.
Yeah.
It was was it a nice goal?
No. It was a Jagielka header. But Arsenal didn't play a very good team.
No.
They brought on Aubameyang and Ramsey at half time.
Why are they doing that?
Because they started.
They've got a big Europa.
Oh, they've got Napoli. Yeah. Yeah.
They started with like Lacazette and who was left wing? I can't remember someone And then they're like Gendouzi.
Okay, it's funny, isn't it? If it was Wenger still in charge, everyone would be saying, you know, this has not been a very good season.
Yeah.
They're already doing better.
No,
than
he's doing better at home. They've got a crazy record, haven't they? Like 10,
they are
12
good
wins in a row, which is their most ever.
And they haven't really bought anyone either. They're still doing the same score.
All right, I take it back.
Yeah.
Okay. Jasper, Leicester won. No, Leicester beat Huddersfield 4-1 in Huddersfield.
Probably happens quite a lot in Huddersfield.
Do we need to just... Yeah.
Vardy's banging them in again. Isn't he?
Yeah, he's having a party.
Why? It's because he's been getting so many compliments from
him as a man.
Resurrected under Brendan.
Brendan is one to compliment you as a man, isn't he?
Yeah.
Was it about intelligence he said?
Yeah, he's more intelligent than he previously thought.
I think he said the same thing about Madsen.
Also, how much of a compliment is that? Like, how intelligent did he think Vardy was going in?
Yeah,
we already had this discussion earlier.
Did we?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know...
Recycled content.
Yeah, come on, guys. Okay. Years ago, not really
So, you know, it does mean the battle for seventh place is really hotting up, but...
So, what are the scores on doors? Like, how close is it?
Right, so I can't really see because it's quite small, but I'm going to tell you. So Leicester,
they look like they're close, those numbers.
Right, Leicester currently have superior goal difference, 47 points. Wolves have 47 points.
Whoa.
Everton have 46 points. Watford have 46 points, and West Ham are out of it on 42. So Luke, let's have it. Seventh place goes to
Wolves.
I'm going to go with Wolves also.
I think so. I think they look really good in the FA Cup.
They, yeah.
Even though they lost, but they look great.
They do look good.
They went out in style.
They're going to buy Jimenez for 32 million.
That's a good deal.
Right. I think he might be the most expensive Mexican ever.
Ooh. If.
Good stuff.
What about, like, what about all of Hernandez's combined fees?
Yeah, I guess that probably might
be
okay.
More, yeah. Also, that seems crazy that he's always been, I guess, big old inflation recently.
Yeah, times
yeah,
are crazy.
So,
times,
do these stats even mean anything, you know?
Here's a question for you. I don't underscore all.
Thanks.
If, let's just say next season, one of the big six, potentially even the champions, you know, capitulate next season.
Next season?
Yeah, yeah, this is just hypothetical.
Right.
Which one of the seventh place contenders could break into the top six?
I don't think any of them could.
Right. But I'm telling you, there's going to be a space available.
But like, I feel like,
but the gap is massive.
Yeah, okay.
The gap between
right.
sixth and seventh
yeah.
is like 13.
And also, like,
points.
Man U like did capitulate already.
Okay.
And the gap's still
right.
Big.
Let me rephrase the question then. Out of the current seventh place contenders,
which
who
is
most likely to decrease the gap between sixth and seventh?
Probably most likely, like, I mean, Brendan Rodgers, like, he is a good manager, but you don't actually think he's that good. I guess it would have to be Everton.
Yeah,
but they're just like the boring classic. They never, they always disappoint me.
Everton and Wolves both have a lot of money.
Yeah, Wolves really could be.
But Wolves are going to spend a lot of money buying the people who they're loaning already, and so like because they've still got to buy like Johnny Otto.
They do.
Everton
have
got to do that as well. They've got to buy Zuma and.
Have they got to buy Zuma?
Yeah,
that's how you get away with FFP.
What about Richarlison? They bought Richarlison.
Yeah,
but he I think some big boys might be after him. But that's not good.
He's sort
of
drifted
that,
out. I haven't heard about him in a while.
Yeah.
He's still playing. He's still like, when you watch him, he's still good.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Everton, let's talk about former Everton player, Gerard Deulofeu. That's, I think, now how you pronounce his name.
Is it?
I think so.
That's like
it's
Johnny, is that the best FA Cup semi final you've seen in a year or two?
In a year?
Two years.
Of the two semi finals.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely the best of the weekend. I mean, definitely. Yeah, what more could you want?
Aye.
Amazing comeback, great goals, passion. Troy Deeney talking about his struggles as a kid and, like,
also,
and life.
He said, "Who wears the mask?"
Who put them?
Yeah, he was taking the piss out of him and wearing the mask. He was like, "Oh, big boy wearing the mask," and now look what's
happening.
Yeah,
exactly.
Troy doesn't need a mask.
No, he doesn't.
He's happy to let the world know who
is he
really
a dickhead
is.
Or is he a nice guy?
No,
he's
he
nice.
Used to be a dickhead.
He changed,
he
man.
Does, like, on the pitch, he's a massive twat. Like, he's just like shouting at people's faces and just like.
Yeah, but that's just part of the game, isn't it?
Just a big, big scary boy on the pitch.
Why was someone wearing a mask?
Because
he doesn't celebrate.
It's like Mexican wrestling mask with like the Wolves.
It's pretty cool, actually.
It's actually quite a cool mask.
Where did he wear it?
He goes
after he celebrated.
Yeah, he gets it.
Yeah,
he
just got it.
I'll show you a picture.
That'd be cool.
It is quite a cool mask, to be fair.
Yeah. Jasper, as the only one of us who's coached a team, would you say it was a bad decision to bring off Jimenez and. Who was the other good player they have, attacking player? Jota?
Jota, yeah.
I was actually in the car during this game.
So you weren't listening to on the radio?
I
was surprised.
You don't take off your best players. Fact.
In an FA Cup final, you're
2-1
out.
You know,
2-0.
That final, the one final
one
I won,
yeah.
we were 4-2 up, and I took off a couple of our best players. They got it back to 4-all.
Mm. Right. There you
I
go.
Guess were you playing with rolling
stage? We were playing with rolling stage,
yeah.
Then you throw
so
on. Yeah, you've got to be ruthless at this point, and the two you've just put on to give a game, sorry, but you've got to win the trophy, haven't you? Sure enough, the big boy who I put back on smashed it top corner, it's winning, didn't it?
Well, if you've got rolling subs, you can put them back on.
Yeah, it's a different game. That's why you never take them off, unless it's rolling subs.
Yeah.
I think it was quite weird. It was quite a weird
situation. Then it was like, I mean, fine margins, you know, it was a 94th minute penalty.
I'm with Johnny here. I mean, it's like.
Also, I think, you know, the best defence is a good offence.
Because the thing is, it's like. It was a 94th minute penalty, but. Until Deulofeu got subbed on and Wolves made those bad subs, like, Wolves were dominating.
But I'd say they still dominate. Like, even the extra time, they were still the better side.
Mm. Deulofeu was just pretty sick, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gerard Deulofeu, Luke.
Yeah.
Just how good is he?
He's pretty good, I think. He's pretty good. I thought he looked quite good when he first was playing for Everton a while ago. I don't know if that's just because I knew like he'd come from Barcelona, so I was like, oh, he must be good. But he kind of looked like he was definitely like a very good technical player, but maybe just hadn't found his way in the Premier League. But then,
oh, I've got a... this is, before we move on to the quiz, I've got a little quiz question of my own.
Uh-huh.
Can anyone name the Watford manager?
Garcia, isn't it?
Is it?
Have you got it?
Is it it's still that guy?
Marco Silva?
He's Everton.
No, Marco Silva's Everton.
Alright, we'll go have you got
Javi Garcia. Right.
Point, point anyone? I'll take.
I'll give you a point for that.
What? Alright, well, before we move on to the quiz, let's just Huddersfield and Fulham finally relegated last weekend. Otto,
yeah, what have I got to say about
thoughts
that?
On the Premier League? Have you enjoyed your season up there?
I enjoyed it up until it became really bad and there was no hope. And
when was it not really bad?
Well, for a little while there was like some hope.
Oh, as in like, it's bad at the moment, but it has to get better, kind of hope.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, like at some point we're going to start winning a couple of games.
Yeah, I thought that.
But like, actually, we've done very badly.
Oh, yeah, very badly.
17 points is really bad.
It's almost shocking. Yeah, that shows how bad Huddersfield are, really.
Yeah, because we just lose every game. And sometimes you think you're going to win a game and then you lose it.
So, like, the contrast here is Wolves, right?
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
But what, it didn't seem like there was a massive... gaping gulf
them. There was actually because like Wolves just walked the championship. We we had to buy our whole team. They actually had
most of their team last year.
Like they had Neves. They had like a lot of their like core team already.
But the points difference is like 30 points difference. Like,
yeah,
but I guess differently. You know, you're going to get thrashed a lot.
We're like 11 points behind Cardiff.
Jesus.
I think once the thing is, it's hard to type. You can't really judge it because once you know you're going. Like we knew we were going down like so long ago, and then everyone just stops trying. And like, so it is hard to like know what would have happened.
Did they spend too much money?
We had too many loans last season.
Right.
It was all pretty bad. Like, we just had lots of players leave, and it was just. Well, I mean, if we had a right back that was actually any good, it would have made such a big difference.
Any thoughts on Huddersfield?
No thoughts at all. They scraped getting up.
Sounds like a thought. Yeah.
2 years ago,
you're literally
minus goal
out
difference,
right,
they got through the playoffs. And they deserve to go down.
Alright. Well,
it just feelings from Jeff.
Yeah.
No thoughts, just feelings.
just some hatred.
Alright, let's move on to everyone's favourite part of In Our Play Repair, which is the quiz. But before we do, let me remind you, you can subscribe to us on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, and those are the only places where you can subscribe to us, because I haven't got around to adding us to any.
Yeah, we should add ourselves to the other one.
Our follower count has actually gone down.
Sometimes you've got to go backwards to go forwards.
Yeah, one step
quality,
back
not quantity.
Because I reckon we only want people who actually like listening to it. You know, we don't want people who just like it.
We don't want to remind people if they don't like it to unfollow us.
Yes.
Just to remind you, you can unfollow us on Apple Podcasts and SoundCloud.
Don't forget, we have a special section at the end of the show for all of your tweets and questions. we never get any tweets.
So, she may not know about it.
But you can tweet us at Pilot Pundits. Alright, let's move on to the In Air Play Repair Pilot Pundits quiz time. Otto's quiz time.
Thank you. I've only got 3 questions.
It's fine.
Quality, not quantity.
That's so true.
We're fast approaching Champions League kickoff time.
Are we?
Well, not really,
not
but.
Really. I've gone with. I don't really have a team. But which two players have won the African Footballer of the Year 4 times?
Ooh, good question.
Good stuff, good stuff.
Compliments to the quiz master.
When did this award start?
Like, I can't remember, but like 1992 or something like that.
Okay.
I can't remember the exact date.
It's just hard, aren't
they?
Won 4 times, not necessarily in a row.
Two players have won it 4 times.
Okay. I got my answers.
I've got mine.
But it's a toss up between my. I've got
one. I've got another one that definitely it will be, but I'm going to ignore it.
If you ask.
That's interesting tape.
I'm going to get the obvious one. Disregard it.
Yeah.
I'm just
still get the
points. I'm just scrabbling onto any names I can.
Alright, I'll go. I think we can do it when we go through them with some names. Right, let's start on Luke.
Definitely prime
embarrassed. I don't think they're stupid answers. They won't be right, but I don't think they're dumb. Right, Yaya Toure.
Yay!
I've got Yaya as well. Right.
Didier Drogba.
No, not Didier
Drogba.
But not stupid, was it?
So Luke got one.
Yes.
Jasper?
I said Yaya and Etu.
Yeah!
I've actually not written the word Yaya. It's been auto-corrected to your.
Wait, so you got both right as well? And did you get
No, he didn't get Yaya Toure.
We're not doing it based on...
That was a very good round, guys. Well,
that's why we like the question, because we thought...
Excellent question.
No, that tested us, but we still got that.
Yeah.
To be fair, though, Drogba, you would think...
I thought...
Yeah, I think him and Yaya were around at a similar time.
No, him and Eto.
See, there was a toss-up.
Because Eto was winning. He was playing for Barcelona and Inter and stuff like that. He was like... Because it's basically whoever has the most press attention. Because like, Eto arguably wasn't that great at Inter. But he brought
Barcelona. He was pretty sick, isn't he?
He was starting to like fall off of that. Because then he went to like Russia, didn't he? Three players have won the Premier League Player of the Year twice.
Is that it?
Yeah, only three players. And that's the most anyone's ever won it.
How long has that been going since the conception?
All three of them are like post-2000s. But I don't know when the awards started, but like...
Man. Okay. Yeah. Player of the Year.
Yeah, I guess it's not that big.
So. It's only twice as well? It's not like dominating it?
No.
I mean, it's like Aguero scores a lot of goals, you know, but...
But I don't think he's recognised as the best player in the year, you know?
No. You have to have like an outstanding season for that, don't you? Alright, I got my two.
You need two.
I got my two.
This is a fucking...
We're doing three, right? Are we doing three?
Yeah, three.
Oh, three, okay.
I'm stumped.
Why are you guys thinking? So, do you want a beer?
Yeah, I'll go for a beer.
Yeah.
Do you want one?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Do you want one, Luke?
Yes, please.
Do you want a beer?
Really? What?
Maybe
that's a guest appearance on the podcast.
That's
just so difficult.
It is quite hard.
I've got three.
I've got three, really tricky.
Yeah,
I mean, like, how do you
guess? Cristiano? Do we
play? I like how your whispering is out of the room.
Yeah, well, exactly.
I
mean...
Just because...
Like... I would say the players I've got down are the three best players who ever played in the Premier League.
I'm interested to find out just for that.
One of them is
Liverpool.
Nah. He's just sat in my own
Cheers.
Thank you.
Naby Keita.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to get
that. Are we going round again, Otto?
Oh, yeah. That's going to be extremely loud.
When we get sponsored by beers,
Sponsored by beers.
Beers.
Drink them.
That's my beer. I do like beer.
This podcast is brought to me by beer. We get drunk. All right, have you guys got your answers?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Luke?
Rooney.
No.
Oh, fuck.
Gerrard.
No.
Didn't play him.
And Lampard.
No.
Well.
Perfect.
Classic.
An English
Cristiano.
Yes.
Definitely should have been.
And then what else?
Henry.
Yeah.
And Robin Van Persie.
No.
I got that one because I had
Johnny.
I got Henry and then Gerrard. And then I put
Shearer.
Gerrard
is not Gerrard.
Yeah, no. Put Shearer.
No.
Because he's just normally an answer in all these
I've got Cristiano.
Yeah.
And Eden Hazard.
No.
I feel like he's won it twice. He's always won it.
I consider, yeah.
I don't think he has. No.
Alright.
Yeah,
shit, okay.
So, the one that you all missed.
Rooney was my one.
The one that you all missed was. It's like a bit of a. I didn't expect you guys to get the one. And Nemanja Vidic.
What the fuck?
Oh, Jesus.
To be fair, he was like a big part of.
I guess to be fair, Van Dijk
won the league
really
a lot
good.
Of him as a
guy. That's quite incredible.
I think it's kind of like if you win the league and you're a big part of the league winning team. Or you, I don't know.
But the fact Ronaldo won it twice as well, they were at the same time.
Well, they did have that.
So it must be. I mean, they did. They just went for a period where it was just like you either beat Man United or Man United won the league.
Yeah.
But I mean, it.
That's what it was. It was like,
you could argue that's the period we're going.
Oh, is it like they were one or they were second?
Yeah. Right. Final question. The only player to have won silverware with both Liverpool and Man United.
Oh. Silverware, though. I suppose that changes.
I shouldn't really get this.
That's like silverware.
Silver.
What? Mm. So is it, we talking kind of recent or?
What do you mean? It's the only player.
But this could be like 50 years.
But you just don't go to Man United, do you? So
obviously, I just don't. I just wouldn't have that as a question. Every time it's someone which I know you guys are going to.
I think I know who it is.
I've got an answer.
Wow.
I'm just not aware of silverware.
What's going on? He's left us. You have to just.
We can discuss our answer. No,
we have to just be entertaining.
We'll get my great idea.
What's that? Hello.
We're not sponsored by pizza.
Oh, sorry. all right. Have you? Okay, Luke.
No, it's better. My own.
Yeah, that's right.
I
didn't get it.
What did you do?
I literally couldn't think of anything.
Shame him. Alright, and the prediction. And the predictions. Everyone got a point. Thomas got 3 points and Johnny did not get
a point. What have we been saying
there? Everyone got a point.
Tom got 3 and Johnny got 9.
Everyone got a point. Thomas got an extra 2 and Johnny also got a mine.
What's the prediction for this week?
Well, what are we predicting?
It's your job to tell us that. We predict.
That's it, 3-1.
What we have to predict, that would be a better one.
Should we do...
You do the game coming up right now.
Have you got any results coming up?
What do you mean any results?
Oh, because you lose scores.
Have you got an essay result coming up?
Nah, give me
nothing soon.
I've got something coming up.
I basically had to, so I had an assessment, and it was like, it's a 3,000-word essay, but before you do that, you have to submit a 1,000-word plan, and it's assessed, but like only like 4 credits, so it doesn't matter. What mark am I going to get in there?
Will you know next week?
I'll know something.
So the attitude of, it's assessed, but it doesn't matter. I think that might mean it's low.
72.
72.
I'm going with Barcelona 2, Man United 0.
Thomas is...
If that is my mark, then that is absolutely...
Do they... can you get any mark?
Wait, so do we get one point for, like, the right...
It kind of is arbitrarily... Like, you probably can get 100, but I think they probably cap it at, like, 87.
Do we get 1 point for, like, the right grade boundary?
Yeah, you do.
For the exact mark.
Yeah.
I think you're doing pretty well at the moment. I'm going to give you a 75.
You're in good form, really.
Yeah, I have confidence.
You're on for PFA Player of the Year, really.
I think you are in good form,
it's
but...
It's going to be a quiz question in a couple of years.
You do know the plan was not that important. That was your attitude.
Hmm.
I think 71.
I have a question, actually, about the quiz.
Yeah. Can you answer this question? Or are you answering Barcelona 2?
How many points... Out of how many points is this?
100.
100, but, like, 60 to 70 is the 2-1, 70 to 8, 70 above is what first?
I'm going
to
go with 64.
64.
Thanks, Tom. What did you guys all say when you were here?
We're in the 70s.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Especially Johnny, 75. That's fine.
I just think you're doing really well at the
I think actually Thomas is probably going to get it because I didn't put much effort into this. You guys had the contest.
Is it closest wins?
No, so you get 1 point if you're in the right grade boundary, and then 3 points if you're in the
exact. So, Thomas could take it, even if you got like 68 or something.
I have a quiz related question actually.
I think it's probably going
to
be 60.
You know, seeing as we're coming to the end of the season, is it time to maybe move into the knockout phase of this competition?
No.
Alright.
That'll be
when do they? It could be like
No, we could. Should we do like? Oh, we could.
Because
oh.
You know how in basketball the playoffs go over like 7 legs.
Yeah.
We do now. Maybe we do all against each other.
I think we probably need to do home and away.
Because then we can have buzz arounds. You know, we buzz in.
I would like to have a buzz.
Yeah, that's how we're obviously going to have to do it. Yeah, it's such a good idea.
Yeah.
Really quick fire, easy questions.
Yeah. Easy buzz questions.
Well, like, you know, like. What?
No such thing as an easy question in this league.
Yeah, says the guy who didn't get Michael out.
I have another question. Chris, what's the scores?
I don't know, it's on my phone.
It takes about 20 minutes.
Right, okay.
Some point taken away from Jack.
Alright, well,
I'm going to start getting real mean.
You're not actually taking the point off, are you?
Yeah. You know, we probably don't have enough beers.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking that.
For a couple of extra points, so we could go to the shop and get some more beers.
Who needs the points the most?
I don't actually have any ID with me.
They don't know.
It's my house, so I can't possibly leave.
That's true. I don't accept Jasper, it's going to have to be you.
I bought these.
Oh, yeah, it's a good point.
I'm really comfy.
Alright, that's fair. No.
Is it the end of the quiz time? Because.
Yes.
Let's proceed.
Is it technically the end until you've done the outro?
Yeah, technically the outro.
Well, I haven't even done the intro. So, like,
we can just record and you can do the song. Wait, we do each one note of the chord.
Yeah, just one chord. We're doing the same note there.
Ready then?
What is this?
1, 2, 3, 4. Otters quiz. Alright, okay.
Well, that's
all right,
that's
so
a low. That's a
let's move
low.
On to simulating some games next week.
Yes.
A big weekend in the Premier League. Huge. You could say potentially a pivotal weekend. Crystal Palace against Man City and Liverpool Chelsea. It's a rematch of that fateful night. In the season when Liverpool.
Oh, same game.
Same game, same day, same Dembaba whatever.
Shot transfer, wow. Chelsea
he gave it to Dembaba. Yeah.
I guess kind of. Higuain is a bit of a Dembaba at the moment.
What do you mean by
or
that?
Maybe Olivier Giroud's a bit of a Dembaba.
So who's going to. Can we predict who's going to slip on their ass?
Yeah.
Giroud's so
it's
slow.
It's going to be Henderson, isn't it?
Is it, yeah.
But the thing is, Henderson hasn't said in the last game it can't slip. What's Henderson said in the last week that will come back to like bite him in the bum?
It's a Geordie, isn't he? So. Doesn't speak
so
much
English. We can guess what he said.
I don't know what he said. Can't understand anything.
I'll look up the most recent Jordan Henderson interview and
okay.
See what's going to happen.
In the meantime, Luke, you can predict Crystal Palace against Man. Oh, we've already done this, haven't we, really? Let's do.
Maybe we should go into Champo, I don't know.
Good idea, Jasper. Good idea. Manchester United against Barcelona. Is this a winnable game for Manchester United?
No, because they're going to do it in the second leg.
Is it at home?
I like that.
I think they are at home.
They're at home tonight, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're going to lose 2-0.
Oh, they're a quick
okay.
Look at the
today,
teams.
Barcelona are going to win 2-0.
McTominay's
starting. That's my prediction.
Jesus Christ.
Fred. Our boy Fred. What's our conclusion on Fred?
He's terrible. He's so bad.
He was so good at FIFA.
What did you see against, like, when they lost to Wolves? Their first goal was, like, entirely his fault because they like the defence split so he got space to run in to receive it. He just fails to control a pass from the keeper. Then everyone's out of position and Wolves score.
Interesting tactics.
It's criminal. Criminal. One idiot. And he never does anything that impressive either.
Coutinho against Man United.
He's actually been quite poor, hasn't he?
And Suarez, 2x Liverpool.
Oh,
you backing them to do some damage?
Yeah, I think so.
Aren't they both not in form?
They always turn up in the big. Like, Suarez always just scores, isn't he?
Well, he's in good form, but he hasn't scored in the Champions League knockout in like 4 years or something.
Alright, take that back.
And Coutinho's not doing well.
No, not in great form.
Luke, on the Ole situation,
yeah.
Do you feel like, you know, obviously he should have been given the job, and now he's been given the job, really? He's been found out?
No. I think.
Yeah, because he doesn't have to, this season's over, isn't it?
Yeah, so what has he got to play for? Well, apart from top.
Well, they're going to win the Champions League, so the top four. They don't need to worry about that too much.
Okay.
I don't get why they gave him the job, because you could just wait till the end of the year. If he fucks up now, though.
Yeah.
The fans are calling for him,
committed. But what, like.
Yeah, what's coming out? Because everyone just assumed he was going to get the job anyway, so there was no real need.
Maybe they think it's going to give him, like, a boost.
But there's no way to go.
Exactly. If anything, they've had an anti boost.
Yeah. An anti boost.
But I think I think he'll be okay. Like, you can't. It couldn't have stayed that great. Uh-huh. I mean, it could have got not as bad as it has just gone in the last few games. But I think they'll steady the ship.
Okay. Will they get top four then? I mean, let's have a quick top four. Top four. So, Manchester United are actually in sixth place on 61 points. Arsenal on 63. Tottenham on 64. And Chelsea on 66.
I am third.
It's quite bizarre, isn't it, really?
Like, yeah. They're all every couple badly, of weeks. It's...
Yeah.
I think standards have changed.
Yeah.
Because we expect them all to win
Arsenal
every week.
Arsenal, apart from their loss the other day, they were looking like they were going to break into it, weren't they?
Yes, Tottenham are doing a lot.
And also, I think Tottenham, I feel like they like had a terrible period, but I think they're going to come out of that, so they won't.
No, Harry Kane's gone.
Yeah. So they won't be, they won't like.
So do we think Tottenham and Man United?
What, to make
get into it, yeah.
I'm going to say Man United will make top four.
Okay.
I make a big call and say Arsenal are going to do it.
Really, we would like to look at the fixture this now, wouldn't we?
Yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
I'm afraid
I'm going to make a big call and say Chelsea will do it.
Wow, that is a big call.
Actually, the team highest up at the moment.
Based on the fact that I haven't seen them in a while. And I've heard they're playing shit, but I haven't seen them
play shit. Seeing is believing.
Alright.
Until I see it, I will not believe it.
Well...
I can't find a recent John Nenson interview.
You just disappear for sections of the pod.
Nothing. Maybe he's just gonna go missing.
Gonna do too much. No, because it's the opposite.
It's the opposite.
Yeah, because John.
Cause he said we can't.
Oh yeah, yesterday. Good point. Because he's just Klopp's just given this. You know, I've played you in the wrong position. You got to be attacking.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking that maybe he's gonna be too defensive.
Oh no, he's gonna go too all out and neglect his defensive duties.
Yeah. Fabinho's gonna be flailing around like an octopus.
Yeah.
He'll pick up a yellow card way too early, even for him.
Well, because
Yeah.
I'm shitting my pants. Let's just put it that way.
I would shit my pants.
I'm really shitting my pants every day.
You wear your brown trousers.
Yeah, it's worth it, I think.
Jasper, any gossip this week?
Is Jasper a gossip man?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
I think I had some pretty high quality gossip with Andre Arshad, didn't I?
Yeah, he did. But the horses.
Not good enough.
He's left the club on the horses.
Oh, that was
the referee that didn't have sex with the dog.
Hang on a second.
I don't think we ever put it in such certain terms.
You always look at that picture of a man.
Look
at that dog.
I didn't show
you. Yes, you did. You showed us all because it was just a bold man. It wasn't even a bold man.
That was actually our first episode of the Premier League, guys.
What a
way to
introduce it. What a great season it's been since then.
What a season.
We started as we were meant to go on.
Bradley, where do we think he's at these days?
I saw him on television.
You saw it?
On television.
With a dog?
He's put on weight and grown a beard.
Oh.
Really?
It's filled out.
Yeah,
he's weighty.
I was supposed to do my excerpt from the Garth Crooks Team of the Week.
Interesting point on Garth Crooks Team of the Week this week. It's actually really quite dull, but he credited an assist to Van Dijk that was actually Joel Matip's. So, fuck you, Garth Crooks.
It's a bit defenderist.
What? I think they're all the same.
Garth Brooks used to play, didn't he? What position?
Did he play for Spurs?
No, I don't know.
He did play for Spurs. Because he must have headed the ball from the lock because he's got some serious brain damage.
Wow, that's a libelous... That's libelous, mate.
And this is not endorsed by beer.
You would also say it's not the official podcast, though.
It's not the official podcast. All my official stats.
All right.
I just say words.
While we're on Garth Crooks' Team of the Week, can anybody name three players in Garth Crooks' Team of the Week?
Of course. I read it, so I feel like I've ruined it.
All right, Gav.
It's from the Premier League,
He always chooses loads of fucking England players.
Yep.
Jamie Vardy.
Yes.
FA Cup included.
Also, kind of, James Miller and Jordan Henderson, even though both of them were like subbed on late in the Premier League.
Yeah, but they changed the game.
They made it
different. Yeah, but it's just like, but James Miller didn't change the game.
He did make
the game changed.
James Miller just
solidified it.
Yeah, like what is it? It's just like he didn't really make it worse.
That is that's positive, because if you think about it, you've gone from like a -4 on the scale to like a naught.
I don't know.
Van Dijk's also in there, and yeah, Jagielka, because he nicked a goal.
Yeah,
that's all it is. It's just whoever scored that week.
Pretty much, yeah. Salah scored.
Maybe next year we do our own team of the week as well.
Yeah.
We do rival goals.
I actually think
we can start doing it now.
No, because then we'd have to actually like. Because the thing is, like, we would just do the same. Because like. I know we would just say whoever scored.
Between us, we would have watched.
I know,
it, yeah.
I reckon it's better to do it.
We all
I reckon an individual person should do it.
Then we have to compare against the other games.
Nah.
You,
like,
you propose your reason.
Otto has his quiz, Jasper has his gossip, and then like maybe Luke or Johnny does their team of the week.
Yeah, so you boys just step
what do you guys bring to the pod?
I'll do the right hand side, you do the left.
Well, no, I was thinking ideally, you know, you both have your own little thing you bring to the pod.
What are you guys going to bring?
Could be anything.
I really have to up my gossip as well. I think only really brought gossip to the table.
Because that'd be fun, you know? I mean, I don't want
to
do all the prep.
You did bring the thing about the bear stitching sofa man.
Yeah. That was high quality gossip.
That was which of
potential to be our biggest.
He cannot be named.
Yeah.
Or she.
I still don't know what's going on.
We'll tell you after the pod. You were on that pod, I think.
Yeah, probably. I don't think I missed
there was an old Premier League manager.
No, you were on Skype then, I think. You might know.
You drift in and out, don't you?
Yeah. Alright. Well, should we wrap it up?
Yeah.
Nah. How Oxford United, since getting their new owner, have been late on rent payments 5 times and didn't pay staff last month.
Oh, no, it's not.
Wow, okay.
Really?
They're doing well in their results, aren't they?
Yeah, we went on a great run.
I'm not going to get
Can I just have a brief... Steve Bruce, thank you for giving us hope this year.
Okay.
Is this a direct message to Steve Bruce?
like look directly at the camera.
Do you remember our first podcast where we were like, shout out Mbappe, you played really well. Stevie G, you were my favourite player.
If I can get back to my message.
Maybe one of our things could be shout
out. What's your shout out for this week? Jamie Vardy.
Very intelligent.
As I was saying, Steve Bruce, you've given our club some life back again. Thank you.
Boring.
Whoa, I just like.
Yeah, we know you lost the Villa.
Stephen Fletcher, you missed the penalty, which could have given us a chance.
You're just like telling them what's happened.
But also, yeah, just like saying. Sure.
I said thank you to Steve. I said thank you. next year we'll go again.
Yeah.
So, to conclude.
Yeah, I mean, that is the nature of league football.
Also, as a Wednesday man, I'm faced with this horrible dilemma of who do I want to go up, Leeds or Sheffield United?
Obviously Leeds.
Yeah, I mean, it is Leeds, but like,
so
how horrible.
You basically
it's
a
horrible position. Like,
that
I
is
hate
a horrible
Leeds.
Position.
Yeah, but Bielsa are cool. Bielsa is cool.
Of course.
What was I thinking? Yeah, do you think there's any animal that like shits with dignity?
That's not
hamsters. That's quite a lot of dignity. It's like it's just rapid.
Because I was having a poo today and I was like, this is probably the most undignified thing.
Cows.
No.
They just pop out.
Yeah, but I think it's like
not undignified.
It's like
it might not give off loads of dignity, but
gives off a lot of methane.
That's not very dignified.
The queen.
I don't think that's the thing. I don't.
You're
think
not allowed
birds?
To think about
mid flight.
No, it's a good.
Yeah, maybe mid flight.
Oh, birds. Yeah, it's a good shout. Birds.
Yeah,
mid flight.
What about sharks?
I've never seen a shark.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think. Imagine you're going through the water. It's just left behind you.
Yeah, I guess probably fish is probably the best one, isn't it?
Yeah, fish.
Because I just think mammals shit very undignified. Because like dogs and stuff, they just look awful.
Like, do crocodiles shit? I guess they do.
Yeah, probably
they don't eat much, though, do
what
they?
About seaborne mammals such as the whale?
Did you see they discovered that
four-legged whale?
Four-legged whale thing.
Four-legged whale.
It's the missing link, because you know how basically.
Whales. Oh, you got the picture of the black hole today, yeah.
They start, you know, mammals. Basically, life started in the sea, came onto the earth, and then went back into the sea.
Oh, and so then
that's how you get whales.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so,
that
is cool. And also the black hole, yeah, you're saying. Yeah.
The black hole was cool. And then there was something else. I can't
remember.
Well,
science and nature section.
Yeah, okay.
Podcast.
Well, that wraps up this week's episode.
Oh yeah, they keep giving dinosaurs more feathers.
Oh, what is that about? So can I just say, I actually work with a paleontologist, and I've got a lot of stuff to say about dinosaurs.
Because they see the picture of the T-Rex, where it's just covered in feathers now.
Yeah, they're probably out there,
isn't it? Yeah. It's fucking up, aren't
they? Yeah, she says that a lot, because there's a lot of hype in the paleontology area at the moment.
Because of new fossils.
Well, you can like write basically anything in a paper, and it's very hard to disprove it, because you can be like, basically, I've concluded from the shape of this hip bone that this is a new species, and all this bollocks.
But my friend was doing a thing about, you know, amber.
Oh, yeah.
Amber like stores stuff like really well, so they can like work out like, the oxygen content in a certain area.
Yeah,
like, 3,000 years ago.
The Jurassic Park thing, you can't do it. As in, like the the DNA in the amber just decays.
But they're trying to bring woolly mammoths back.
That's different matter, though.
Yeah, that's really not, nowhere near as long ago, isn't it?
Remember when we used to do our podcast Extra Time?
Oh yeah.
Now it's just.
This isn't a great advert for it.
No, it's not. But. Maybe that means maybe we should just wrap it up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks very much to Otto underscore Wolf at the J Doggy Dog.
And a word from our sponsor.
Stamper and Jasper Kowad,
cheers, thank you. Goodbye.
We'll see you in May.
And drink lots of beer.
Keep drinking beer.